101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio. Veronica here with another community spotlight. Hello and welcome back to Julie Barber from the North Tahoe Community Alliance. Julie, what are we talking about today?
Hi, Veronica. It's great to be here. Summer is always an exciting time in North Tahoe, and this year is especially full of opportunities for locals to get involved.
Let's start with the big picture. When you look at the early summer calendar, what stands out this year?
One thing that stands out is just how many of these summer events are sponsored by the North Tahoe Chamber using TBID dollars. We talked about some of these TBID-sponsored events back when we talked in March, and now we're kicking off summer with a full lineup of signature events. They really bring that investment to life while supporting community vitality, economic health, and local businesses across the region. So early summer gets underway with live music from the River Ranch Patio Concert Series and Concerts on Common Beach to Blues Days at Palisades Tahoe, Music on the Beach in Kings Beach, and North Star Summer Music Series and Midweek Music Series. And beyond music, the calendar is packed with signature community events that really kick off the summer experience. For example, Made in Tahoe, Opening Weekend on the Lake, the Tahoe City Food and Wine Classic, and Tahoe Talks in the Water. And we also see the return of early season outdoor events like Big Blue Adventure and Broken Arrow Sky Race, bringing energy and activity into the region as summer ramps up. Altogether, it's an active start to the season.
And boy, the weather is certainly cooperating lately. With so many events happening across different towns and venues, getting around can be a challenge, especially in the summer. Are there any transportation updates people should know about?
Yes. This summer, we're supporting a shuttle pilot in Tahoe City for several major events. The goal is to help reduce congestion and make getting to events easier without the stress of finding parking. So the Park and Ride Shuttle will be available for events including the Tahoe City Food and Wine Classic, Tahoe Joy Festival, Concerts at Commons Beach, and the Tahoe City 4th of July celebration. It's a really simple way to improve the experience for everyone. Less stress, less traffic, and more time enjoying the event itself. And then bike valets will also be widely available on the North Shore this summer. Coming up, secure, convenient bike parking will be offered at Made in Tahoe, the Tahoe City Food and Wine Classic, and Concerts at Commons Beach and Music on the Beach. Together, these transportation options help create an enjoyable event experience while also reducing traffic and parking impacts on our communities.
And that definitely makes a huge difference during busy weekends. Getting around can be a challenge. Beyond attending events, what are some ways people can stay engaged in the community this summer?
One of the most impactful things people can do is to support local businesses, whether it's dining locally, shopping local, or choosing locally owned experiences. That support keeps our community strong year-round. Plus, you can visit TahoeEventsCalendar.com to discover more ways to get involved throughout the season or sign up for our newsletters to stay in the loop on events, programs, and updates all summer long.
Stepping back a bit, how do you think about the everyday experience of summer in Tahoe when the region gets especially busy?
Yeah, a lot of it really comes down to how we care for this place and each other during a busy season. Things like being mindful of fire safety, helping keep beaches and trails clean, choosing a shuttle for an event, planning ahead on busy weekends, and really just recognizing we're all sharing the same space at the same time. Another big part of it is making connections. So talking with people, whether it's someone you meet at the beach, a trailhead, or even in a parking lot. These small interactions matter more than we think. And sometimes it's as simple as sharing a friendly reminder, like packing up trash or how to use a bear box correctly, or even passing along tips like clean, drain, dry, or drink Tahoe Tap. It doesn't have to be formal. It's just community knowledge being passed around naturally. And at the core of it, it's respect for each other, for the environment, and for the pace of life here. And when those small moments add up, they really do shape the culture of stewardship we all rely on in Tahoe.
That is so true. Julie, thank you so much for joining us and sharing everything that happens this summer in North Lake Tahoe.
Thank you, Veronica. It's going to be a great season. And for more information, visit us at NorthTahoeCommunityAlliance.com.
Yes, once again, thanks. It is going to be a beautiful summer. I'm already starting to enjoy events and the lake a little bit here and there. You can hear this anytime on demand at TruckeeTahoeRadio.com or subscribe and follow on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider. Search KTKE. Now back to our regularly scheduled programming on 101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio.